It's Monday, September 7th. Happy Labor Day. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
California is once again burning as new fires rip up national forests in the Sierra Nevadas, and the rest of the state suffers a brutal heat wave. Meanwhile, a new report alleges that Trump toady Postmaster General Louis DeJoy pressured employees at his last job to donate to GOP candidates and causes. And lastly, the Trump campaign is increasingly leaning into white nationalism to claw their way back into the general election race.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
California is once again being hit with a double blow of climate change woes, this time in the form of devastating wildfires and a brutal heat wave throughout the rest of the state. Of course, California isn't the only state suffering this summer. Most of the U.S. West is plagued by fires, including major cities like Denver. But California got hit hard this weekend. In the Sierra Nevadas, the explosive Creek Fire went from a few hundred acres to 45,000 in the span of a weekend. It's 0% contained as of Sunday afternoon. The Creek Fire rose up so fast that dozens of hikers had to be airlifted to safety by the National Guard. So far, there's no report of deaths or casualties, as the residential areas it's devastated were evacuated in time. Elsewhere in the state, waves of smoke from previous fires have given way to heat and more heat. In parts of the LA Basin, temperatures climbed above 115 degrees Fahrenheit. Meteorologists told the LA Times those digits could break all-time records in some cities. What the heat wave means is that fire season is nowhere near over. These conditions are only going to get worse in the early fall and come back year after year. At this point, open corruption should sort of be the norm for the Trump administration, but it's always fun when some of the worst characters in it get caught red-handed. Up this weekend is Louis DeJoy, Trump's toady postmaster general, last seen gutting his own agency to appease Republican goals of voter suppression. According to a new report by the New York Times, DeJoy has been corrupt since way before Trump. Multiple former employees at New Breed Logistics told the paper that DeJoy pressured them to make political contributions to GOP candidates and causes, and rewarded them with bonuses if they did so. This is following a report last week that showed that the Post Service had paid one of DeJoy's other former companies $286 million since 2013. So clearly he's been in the game for a while. As the kind of corruption taking place at New Breed Logistics might actually be a crime. The difference rests on whether or not investigators can prove that DeJoy's bonuses were reimbursing employees' donations instead of just incentivizing them. Democratic leaders have immediately called for an investigation, but who knows if that due diligence will actually happen under Trump or Attorney General Bill Barr.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Over the weekend, it became a lot more clear what Donald Trump thinks his pathway to victory in November is. You probably won't be surprised to know the answer. It's white nationalism. The first new red flag came on Friday, when Trump ordered the federal government to cancel contracts that it had paid out to its branches to undergo racial sensitivity training. Trump called such programs, which attempt to change systemic racism by generally teaching people how not to be racist in the workplace, were, quote, divisive anti-American propaganda, unquote. He then followed that quote up with another storm of tweets on the subject, saying basically the same thing. So racism is American, and being anti-racist is anti-American. Got it. All of this is getting folded into his electoral strategy as well. As the New York Times points out, the RNC made its token appeal to minority voters with some Black and Hispanic speakers who claimed Trump wasn't racist. But the candidate himself has doubled down on racist rhetoric, decrying everything from the banning of the Confederate flag at NASCAR races to the Black Lives Matter movement, while simultaneously pushing racist talking points about crime coming for suburban households. This isn't a new strategy for Republicans, of course, but Trump has taken it to its most extreme. We'll find out if it pays off to everyone's detriment in November.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
There's an old labor movement saying, a rising tide lifts all boats. But now for a completely unrelated story. At a pro-Trump boat parade on a lake near Austin, Texas, Five boats sank when their wakes collided to make a turbulent pit of water. No one was injured, so we could all laugh at this guilt-free. A newly declassified court ruling found that the FBI had committed, quote, widespread violations of Americans' privacy without warrants in a surveillance program that existed since the Bush years. The court then signed off on another year of the program, which lets investigators search through email repositories without a warrant. Sounds about right. Northwestern University dismissed 11 students who threw a party in a hotel room despite coronavirus restrictions and will not refund the tuition they had already paid. Let's be real, the party was incredibly stupid, but expelling students and keeping their money after charging them over $35,000 for a study abroad program seems wildly harsh. The mayor of Rochester, New York, is promising police reform after widespread protests following the release of a video depicting the death of Daniel Prude, who died in police custody in March. The promise of change may not do much to sway the protesters on Rochester's streets, however, as police continue to deploy the standard tear gas, pepper balls, and rubber bullets.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's all for the Majority Report's AM Quickie today. Celebrate Labor Day by organizing your workplace.